Welcome to the official Snowden podcast, the fourth episode. I got a lot of things prepared for this exciting episode, so let's just get right into it. I gotta introduce the mandated intern co-host as part of the diversity program here at MindTech. I gotta introduce some newer hires into this field of podcasting. Please introduce Ethan Plus.
Hello.
So Ethan, you're a big movie buff.
Yes.
Heard? Well, I haven't really heard it. I just kind of read it on your resume. But could you tell me about some of your favorite movies? Like what interests you the most?
Well, I'm a big Star Wars guy. I'm very into that franchise.
What?
I'm very big into Star Wars.
Huh?
What?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Marvel.
Marble? Yeah, I like marbles. I play with marbles a lot.
No.
Moving on to our next co-host is Sandika.
Hi.
So, Sandika, could you please elaborate on why you were hired here for MindTech?
Well, basically, I just had to do it for, like, apparently it's good for, like, my application for, like, college or something. I don't know. So, basically, my mom made me apply, kind of. And apparently they only hired me because Rainer found out it was International Women's Day the other day.
Yes.
And I was like the only woman to apply. And apparently
That checks out a lot. And now moving on to our third and final co-host, we have our last junior intern. Please give it up for Jago.
Hello, beautiful audience.
And now we have to promptly stop acknowledging Jago, because he's just a junior intern. We can't pay him an exposure yet. So please do not mention Jago at all for the rest of the podcast if you would like to continue working at MindTech. This is a serious warning. They woke me up in the middle of the night to tell me that.
Why is he even here?
Anyways, guys, how's it been in the office? You know, you're starting off, fresh employees, never been in MindTech before. What's the experience like here, working in such a different cultural climate?
It's kind of boring.
Busy.
Is it busy?
Wish I could watch movies instead.
What? You've done nothing today. Why do you feel like it's busy?
I've watched many movies at my desk. It's been a busy day. I'm pretty tired.
You say it's a busy day that you want to watch movies to chill, but busy by watching movies?
Well, yes. You have to focus on all the Easter eggs.
Easter eggs?
You can't cut that out.
Okay. Yeah, sure, all right. I don't know exactly what management was thinking when they thought to bring in a newer generation of co-hosts, because I don't know if I could really relate with you two as much.
You remind me of my dad, kind of.
I'm not that old. I haven't been out of college that long. It's been like one, two, oh God. Oh God. All right, listen. Let's not talk about that.
Next point.
Ethan Plus knows what's up. Now, let's just move on to our topic of the episode. It's usually right here beside me. Where is it? You guys, like, see a note card?
It's not really in my job description.
It's not my job to keep track of that stuff.
We have never, ever released a Snowden podcast episode without a script. That's just not how MindTech rolls. We've never done it without a script.
Time history has been changed.
I kind of feel like that's hard to believe.
Ethan Plus knows what's up.
Wait. Your name's Ethan Plus?
Yes.
You wouldn't happen to know Ethan Division?
Yes, that's my brother.
Oh, that's so
awkward. Oh, you're Ethan Plus. I thought you looked familiar. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. I worked with Ethan Modulo for like so long. That guy's a bro. That guy's really. I worked for him for like one, two. Oh God. Oh God, I'm old. Okay. Listen, guys, every episode or so, Raider usually bursts through that door over there and usually just tells us to change everything on the spot. So he's probably just going to do the same here. And, you know, we don't even need notes. We don't even need notes to start off the podcast. I mean, what? We've already been recording for like One, two. Oh, God. Oh, wait. No, no, this is actually a good thing we're supposed to be recording. Listen, all we have to do now is wait. I can trust my manager.
Wait. My man. I don't have time to wait.
I actually do have time to wait. I'm supposed to be here for at least 7 hours a week.
I'm supposed to get back to my desk so I can continue my movie. I have another review I have to do before tomorrow.
Ethan, what reviews are you doing? What kind of YouTube reviews are you doing, Ethan, at work?
Preparing my script full of reviews for my YouTube channel, Entertainment Highlights. Go check it out. I have to get that ready for tomorrow. So you're keeping me from this. I don't have time to wait.
Ethan, you are not Daniel Hyland of Entertainment Hyland.
You
can try to be him,
but
you're never going to be Daniel Hyland from Entertainment Highlights on YouTubeChannel.com, okay? You're just not going to be him. I'm sorry.
He is my idol. He is one of the best guys ever. I can be him if I believe. That is why I'm continuing my reviews.
But why can't you be like Ethan Multiply?
Don't compare me to him.
That guy was a...
He is boring.
You're related to him, too?
I'm related to Ethan Plus, Ethan Minus.
Hey, wait, you're not... You're not related to Ethan Plus because you are Ethan
Plus. I'm hoping if I act as the laugh track, they'll promote me.
Oh, that's so awkward.
And I'm the best of all of them. Again, our mother gets us all confused too, so.
Your mom's so creative, isn't she?
You are related to Ethan Plus Plus.
Oh, I dated him
he's my cousin. I'm only related to Ethan Minus, Ethan Multiply, and Ethan Division.
And Ethan Module.
No.
Wait. Everyone stop. Everyone stop.
Yes.
My beef fake just went off.
Beef fake?
No, guys, seriously. I can't miss this. I've only missed every other day this year. We only have 24 hours to post. Come on, everyone, beef fake.
All that one was a certified classic. Real photo album moment.
Oh, yeah, I've seen all of those on TalkTix.
He's still not here. Raider is not showing up. I don't know what's happening.
Comment that on the next Entertainment Highlights on YouTube.
Oh, this is awkward.
What?
He might have, yesterday, might have told me to tell you that he was doing something today. I can't really remember what it was.
I think I remember him telling me. He had tickets to go see The Guy Fall that stars that one new popular actor.
They definitely got tickets, but it wasn't for a movie. I can assure you, I've had to discuss with Radar a lot, and he really... really fixates on the subject of men falling. I don't know how else to explain it.
It's true.
I think we just gotta search around the office. Just ask whoever coworker that you find.
How's Diego?
You're gonna lose that exposure that you're being
paid. Yes.
It's true.
Wait, you just told us to do something, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh. Hey, have you seen Raider?
Is that his name? Every time I see him, I just...
Have you seen Raider?
I haven't seen Raider Hawk.
Have you seen Mr. Boss Dude? His name started with a R. It was definitely an R. Have you seen
I've seen Ralph. I love Ralph.
No, I wouldn't talk to Ralph.
What have you got against Ralph?
If there's something...
I am Ralph.
Jago is still a meaningful co-host of this podcast.
Sorry to intrude upon your rainforest office, Professor, but I'm really just trying to find Raider. Have you seen him?
Damn it, Snowden! Don't you know that I'm busy? I have no time to be looking out for somebody.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty reasonable.
Go look out in the parking lot. Maybe he's counting cars.
I'll lead you back to it then. Have fun. Hey, Mill.
Hey, Snowden. Do you have my bagel?
No, man. I don't know how to quite explain it. It's just, it's on loan, and I'm not...
Oh.
It's going to take a few signatures to get it back. Hey, have you seen Raider anywhere?
No, I don't think he came in today, but I do have a problem for you I want you to solve for me, Snowden.
Does it involve your bagel?
I mean, that can come after, I guess. I'm not that hungry, a little bit. The answering machine has been going off, and I forgot which button turns it off, so I'm gonna unplug it if you don't figure it out.
We have an answering machine.
Wait a minute, the answering machine. Hold on. Let me check out this message.
Oh wow, that was really ominous. I was kind of shocked by the sound of pressing play on this answer machine.
Hey, Sneldon, it's me, Rainer. Remember? I'm that guy. You know.
I know that guy.
I'm out here in the desert island. I just booked our tickets out here for the tropical episode of the Sneldon podcast. You know, that I didn't email you about, but I thought about it, and I thought it was a great idea, so I booked us tickets, and we're going to record out here in the beach of this desert island.
What happened?
It's like good old times, you know, like tropical beach episode. Anyways, I got the podcast notes with me on this island. You know, if you want to get here, so that way it's not, you know, such a me island, that'd be pretty cool. Okay, bye.
Do you think they sell bagels on that island?
So are we going to the desert or what?
Okay, well, I'm the woman. What are you? What do you bring to this equation?
I bring...
Where's your diversity? We were diversity hires.
Yeah, what do you do in this equation?
I bring the helpful review of movies. Not everyone knows
you?
That. So I bring that awareness to everyone.
Why am I here?
Not everyone knows about these popular movies.
Wait, what happened?
They need a bit of entertainment.
I'm sorry,
they need
whatever your name
smoke.
Was, can you just...
Daniel Hyland.
Dude, I was in the same dorm room as you. This guy exclusively watched Adam Sandler's Click every day.
Gonna need to go
semesters.
And take the company
boat. Company
boat?
You guys can afford a boat, but you still
No, you don't
me.
Understand. There's a federal grant for all things cartoon mischief, and this just classifies as an adventure that we can write off in the tax season. So
you know what? You want paid? Here, I'll split Sneldon's money, I mean my paycheck, with you.
This is just an ice cream punch card. And there's only 2 punches. You need 10 for a free
Wait a minute,
one
you
scoop
took my
cone.
Ice cream punch card?
I can't even eat ice cream, I'm lactose intolerant.
To the desert!
Yeah, I'm gonna be real with you.
Hey, before we go, let me hear that voicemail one more time.
Hey, Sneldon! It's me, Rainer. Remember? I'm that guy.
No,
you know.
I don't understand.
I'm out here in the desert island. I just booked our tickets out here.
And so, the MindTech employees went across the ocean in search of their manager, Rainer, encountering all sorts of ferocious sea creatures.
Hey guys, I'm like a shark or something.
An octopus.
Oh wow. Scary sea creatures out here in the sea.
They traveled great lengths across the ocean, encountering ferocious waves.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Ferocious!
Alright, well,
what's
he invented the
problem?
Path to Asia, but like, that wasn't enough for him. He had to make a game where you say his name.
If you get any more political, the pirates are gonna notice.
He just hasn't watched any of the recent episodes of Entertainment Highlights on YouTube.
That or he's on a raft drifting in the middle of the ocean.
No, I think it's a lack of Entertainment Highlights.
I think it's a lack of water.
And finally, none of the co-workers became seasick. Well, none of the co-workers that I can mention became seasick.
What? This is it. This is the pinnacle of my hubris. Fly me away, honey.
Avast ye! Land ho! Land ho!
Did you just call me a hoe?
No, it's the island.
Hey,
it's the desert island.
That's that guy
Raider.
I talked to yesterday.
Look, you can see him.
No, it was definitely Ralph.
He wrote out the names of various stock prices on the sand. Instead of an SOS. Yeah, that checks out. Alright, let's land this ship.
Ah, yes! Welcome, foreigners, to my beautiful utopia!
What can I pleasure you guys with? A little bit of crab cake? A little bit of crab coconut cake?
Hmm? Raider, it's us. It's your employees.
Oh, yeah, right, on the old world, in the old world. Time flies when you're having fun. I don't know what to tell you. I booked the tickets out to this place. I got ready for the podcast, and then I zoned out, and I became the most wealthy man on this entire island.
You're the only man on this
Not
island.
Not true, Ethan. I'm actually a proud tribalsman marketer for the locals over on that native island over there. Can't you peons please go somewhere else? I have a very important a meeting to attend to with the Jungle King, okay? I sold him this very important religious document. That would be... Oh, it was just a piece of paper that I had in my pocket, you know. Said memo, like, you know, episode 4 notes. I didn't really think much of it. But, you know, the tribals people thought it was a pretty cool religious document, so I just gave it to them for everything that they own.
Wait, what did it say? What was the topic? Huh? What was the topic?
Huh?
What was the topic?
Huh?
Ralph, don't make us...
I'm still on the ship, guys. If you want Ralph, I'm still on the ship.
Ralph came with?
You guys brought Ralph? That's awesome. I can sell him to the tribals people.
Yeah, well, let's sell Ralph back and get back the memo. And let's find out what the note card said.
I don't think getting back the memo is gonna be a problem, guys.
Get to the ship.
Just run for it. Run. I gotta get all my Aztec gold. Back to the ship.
I don't have health insurance.
Or I have health insurance.
No, I'm gonna step in and just say Ethan is lying. He does not have health insurance anymore.
Sacrifice Ralph.
Hey, wait, what am I being sacrificed for? Ralph!
Oh, that was really close. How did we manage to get past all those arrows? Oh, well, I managed to get out with all my Aztec golds. Even though they're not really Aztec golds. It's actually all coconuts. I don't know why I told myself this was Aztec gold.
I have the memo right here.
That's just the ice cream punch card again.
I don't know. It's pretty convincing. But that island was my paradise. That was my homeland. Now I had to abandon it all. Because apparently my religious document wasn't worthy enough.
It's trash.
Hey, look, one of these arrows even had it attached to it. I don't really see what's so bad about it. I don't really see what the whole point of throwing arrows at us was for. This is a fine episode script in my eyes. Here, let me see. What? That's the episode topic? Yeah? You gotta be freaking kidding. Do you think this entertainment highlights guy is ever gonna cover Jib and Funk? The Jib and Funk Don't Get It Twisted.
I would hope so. I mean,
because I love that show. I mean, that I watch it like every week.
He only covers really popular shows.